Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. Hey, we're continuing our theme today, Jesus and Miracles. And you know, yesterday we started talking about a Canaanite woman, a Gentile woman who came to Jesus looking for healing. And what an incredible story it is. We didn't finish it, so we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. We're in Matthew chapter 15, beginning at verse 21. And Jesus was in the northern part of Israel, close to the border of the close to the cities of Tyre and Sidon, Gentile area. And while he's there and he's in a house, a Gentile woman comes to him, crying out to him. And this is significant because Jews did not associate with Gentiles. Only for if it was necessary business, and then they had purification rites to go through to cleanse and purify themselves because of their contact with Gentiles and all. And above that, she was a woman, a Gentile woman. So she was demeaned in Jewish society, not by Jesus, but in traditional Jewish society. But she is desperate. And she is determined. And she is not going to take no for an answer. And we were at the place yesterday where she came and she cried out after Jesus. It says, but he answered her, not a word. So then she apparently cried out to the disciples. And they came to Jesus and said, Lord, send her away. She's bothering us. And then Jesus answered and said to her, what seems to be an insult. He said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now this is true. In his earthly ministry, Jesus came for those approximately 3 years to call God's covenant Jewish people back to himself. And so he did not purposely go out ministering to Gentiles. Now he did minister to Gentiles like this woman when circumstances put him in a situation where he was with Gentiles. There's more than one example where he healed Gentiles in the Gospels. But his mission was to call, for his 3 years of earthly ministry was to the Jewish people to call them back into relationship with God. They had a covenant with God, but they weren't living in that covenant. They weren't walking it out and living as God's people. He came to call them back into a real relationship with God. And now after he died on the cross, he died for the whole world and rose from the dead. Then he commissioned his disciples, go into all the world. Now the limits are taken off, and this good news of Jesus and what he has done is now for the whole world. But now at this time, his ministry is confined and focused on the Jewish people. So he says to her, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, my ministry is not for you. I haven't been sent to you and your people. Man, what another opportunity to give up and to be angry and go away in a huff. But notice what it says in verse 25. Then she came and worshiped him. After being ignored by Jesus, after the disciples saying, get rid of this woman, then after being told, I haven't been sent to your people, she comes and worships him. Wow. You know, I've heard it said that in prayer, we are preoccupied with our needs. In praise, we're preoccupied with our blessings. But in worship, we are just preoccupied with him. And so she just comes and she shows great respect and homage and devotion to him. She came and worshiped, no doubt bowing down, falling down before him. Because throughout the scriptures, that is an outward physical expression of worship, is bowing down, falling down before the Lord. So she comes after all of this and she worships him. And let me encourage you, my friends, when it seems that the heavens are brass and God is not responding to your words and your petitions and your cries and your prayers, let me encourage you, just come, take time and just worship him. Just come, bow down before him, or sit quietly in your chair and your heart bowed before him, and just think on him and acknowledge his goodness, his kindness, his character, his greatness, and just worship him for who he is. That's what this woman did. And my, it paid great dividends for her. So now she comes and she worships. Oh, how we need to learn to worship the Lord. Too much of prayer is people just coming with their list to check off. God, I want you to do this. I want you to do this and do this. And when they get through, when they've gone through their list, they go on their way. No, my friends. We need to learn to worship. Just come to God and relate to him. Have a friendship with him. Just worship him for who he is. Recognize who he is. Honor his character, his goodness, and his greatness. And let me just tell you another story. And we may this story may go on. But this was a very important key. Instead of becoming angry at Jesus. Now, it's possible, my friends, when God doesn't answer your prayers, when God doesn't come through the way you want him to come through, you may get angry with God. Take a lesson from this Canaanite woman. After all of the rejections, she still came and she worshiped him. We're going to have to continue this story, but I'm going to close with another personal testimony. And this was another trip to India. I told about yesterday about a trip to India back in about 1983. This one was in 2006. Sue and I were both going to India. And we had our arrangements were all made and everything. And then we sent off our passports to the Indian consulate in Houston, Texas to get stamped. And they sent Sue's back and said, we can't accept her passport because there's less than 6 months left on it. I think it had like 4 or 5 months left on it, which was plenty of time, but they wouldn't accept it for under 6 months. So, in desperation, we have to send off her passport because we're leaving very soon. We have to send off her passport. We send it overnight to Quebec. And we asked them to issue her a new passport. There were several challenges we went through that I won't even tell you about. Well, first of all, they got back to her and told her that her picture, she would have to send new pictures. So we sent new pictures. And then because our plane was scheduled to leave from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, but the passports had to be sent to Houston. We went to Houston to wait on the passports. We had them sent to a church that I had ministered at in the Houston area, Stafford, Texas. I think it's called Calvary Church. And so as soon as they arrived, we were going to rush to the Indian consulate, get Sue's passport stamped, and we figured we could get to the DFW International Airport just in time to catch our flight out of India. But the passports didn't come when they said they would, so I called them. They said, oh, we didn't get them in the mail. We'll put them in the mail tomorrow. Well, before we had come to Houston, I had paid for our tickets. I had put the money in a night bag and put it in a night deposit at a bank where in the area where we were living on Sunday night, and then we drove to Houston. Well, I think this was either Tuesday or Wednesday. I was just going to check our banking, and lo and behold, the deposit I made was not showing up. It should have shown up on Tuesday. And I think this was Wednesday, and it wasn't there. And so in desperation, I called the bank, and they said, well, we don't have any sign of it. They said, we see the bag you're describing, the envelope, but there's nothing in it. And so we don't know. We can't tell you what has happened. Well, I'm starting to feel a little bit frustrated and angry because now not only has Sue's passport not been sent from Canada when they said it would, and it looks like she may not be able to go, but now it looks like the check that we gave to the travel agency is going to bounce for our trip to India. And I'm starting to feel a little frustrated and like, why is this happening to us at this time? But then the Holy Spirit came and I heard these words, think on my character. And see, what he's asking me to do is actually to worship him. And so I got up and I began to walk around, and I was in a Kinko's FedEx store, and I began to walk around thinking on God's character. I began to worship him and I began to say, Lord, I thank you for your greatness. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. Lord, I thank you that you care about your creation. For you said in your word, Jesus, you said that not a sparrow falls to the ground, but what the Heavenly Father takes notice of it. So Lord, I thank you for your caring. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your faithfulness. And so I'm walking around and I'm worshiping God in the midst of all of this, what seems like everything is falling apart. And as I'm walking around worshiping the Lord, thinking, meditating on his character, on his greatness, on his omnipotent power and his faithfulness and goodness, my phone rings and it's the bank. And the woman says, we don't know what happened, but your deposit just suddenly showed up in your account. Wow. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, the other situation worked out. Sue's passport came through. We got to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport just in time to fly out to India. And what an incredible, powerful 12 days of ministry back in 2006 that we saw in Northeast India. Now, that all happened when at a time when it seems like everything was falling apart and our prayers weren't being answered, I took time just to begin to think on his character and to begin to worship him. And that's what happened with this woman, this Canaanite woman. After being ignored and rejected and told you were of the wrong race, that he wasn't sent to you at the time, after all of that, she came and she began to worship him. Oh, my friends, you're going through a great trial today. And maybe you feel like God has not been listening. Let me encourage you. Just come. Oh, fall down before him. Physically, or sit in your chair and fall down before him in your heart. And begin to worship him. Begin to honor him. Begin to revere him. Begin to hallow his name. Begin to honor him for who he is and think on his great character. Who knows? Like my experience, like this woman. Who knows what kind of miracle you may see just around the corner. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Hey, so glad you're joining me for this week of Jesus and miracles. I don't know about you, but my faith is being stirred. And so I'll see you tomorrow. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. If these are blessing you, there's an email there that you can click on my website. Click on the email there. I'd love to hear from you. And I'll see you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.